Over in the community of our slash questions, users have been pondering everything from wedding etiquette and memory loss to sudden reading difficulties, historical weaponry, and the future evolution of art. First up, a user asked a timeless social dilemma. What is the absolute earliest time you can leave a wedding without appearing rude? The original poster explained that their cousin is getting married soon, but they aren't looking forward to it. Skipping it entirely would raise family eyebrows, so they wanted to know the bare minimum social obligation required for attendance. The community consensus, backed by top upvoted comments, is relatively straightforward. Eat the dinner, and then you are free to make your exit. Another clever piece of advice suggested simply being the third person to leave, letting a couple of eager beavers break the ice first so you slip out unnoticed. In another deeply reflective post, a young user between 18 and 24 years old asked, "Do you remember your childhood?" Despite their youth, they noted they can remember almost nothing, drawing a complete blank when old friends bring up major past events. Curiously, the main and almost only memory they possess is a carrot with no explanation as to why. Even looking through memory boxes and photo albums of vacations fails to trigger any recollection. Commenters jumped in to explore the phenomenon, with one heavily upvoted user asking if there might be underlying trauma from their youth causing the memory block, while others shared that they could vividly remember life from ages 3 or 4 onward, though not much earlier. A more concerning inquiry popped up when a user posted, "I'm having trouble reading all of a sudden." They explained that while they can easily read individual words, it feels like they forget the meaning right after moving on to the next word, making it impossible to understand sentences, though notably. This bizarre phenomenon only happens when they try to read books. The community responded with serious and cautious advice, emphasizing that the user should talk to a real doctor rather than relying on internet armchair professionals, with others specifically suggesting a consultation with a neurologist or neuropsychologist to check for cognitive hurdles. Shifting gears to history and gift-giving, a user asked, "Is it possible to get a Wallace sword replica?" They were hunting online for a 168-centimeter or 66-inch Wallace sword replica, or any claymore of that size, to fulfill their boyfriend's dream sword, but were frustrated by only finding options maxing out at 56 inches. Community members pointed them towards specialized subreddits like r/swords for expert advice, while another user noted they had previously seen mentions of the Windless Wallace replica, which comes in at around 63 inches. Not quite the full 66, but a much closer match that might be worth considering if those few missing inches aren't a deal breaker. Finally, a philosophical user asked, "Will new art forms emerge and overtake?" They wondered if entirely new mediums would eventually arise and surpass traditional forms like painting, music, and photography. Community members enthusiastically agreed, with top commenters predicting that if virtual reality takes off, entirely novel VR art forms will emerge featuring weird perspective-bending experiences or animations driven by head, body, and eye tracking. Looking even further ahead into history, users speculated that direct brain-computer interfaces or nervous system plugins could unlock entirely new sensory art forms, comparing the potential impact of adding a brand new sense to the human mix as revolutionary as adding sound to silent movies.